This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right. Welcome to hour number two. It is Radio Night Live, and yours truly, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. If you missed any of first hour, please go to SoundCloud, iTunes, Amazon Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, iHeartRadio, any of those, and see for yourself the great things that we've got going on. But to David Harsanyi and a very important discussion in the first hour about what happened at the Supreme Court this week. And we're looking ahead to a great discussion with Janice Dean, who has some very strong thoughts about one of the breaking stories tonight. CNN has terminated Chris Cuomo from its primetime lineup. Now, here's how little I realized. Chris Cuomo was the number one show on their primetime lineup, but he was never number one in his time slot, so it's not like it really mattered a lot. But the idea that they have terminated him, and this is exactly how it came down. This is according to the news wires tonight. CNN said in a statement, Chris Cuomo was suspended earlier in the week pending further evaluation of new information that came to light about his involvement in his brother's defense. We retained, CNN retained, a respected law firm to conduct the review and have terminated him effective immediately. So whatever it was that turned up in the review, the attorney review, they did not seem to be very pleased with it. And they later said, the network later said, the documents which we were not privy to before their public release raised serious questions. When Chris admitted to us he had offered advice to his brother's staff, that broke our rules, and we acknowledged that publicly. But we also appreciated the unique position he was in and understood his need to try to put family first and his job second. However, the documents released this week by Attorney General Letitia James' office point to a greater level of involvement in his brother's efforts than we previously knew, and as a result, we have suspended Chris indefinitely pending further evaluation today, saying they terminated him for those very violations. What did he basically do? He was basically canvassing media sources across the state to see what the names of the new accusers were for his brother, so he could sniff them out and start doing research on them and dig up dirt and that sort of thing. So CNN terminating Chris Cuomo tonight, pretty big story. He's been their number one show. Again, they're not the number one network, so it's not like it's, you know, going to make a whole lot of. It's not like when O'Reilly went down at Fox News. They had a legitimate hole there they had to figure out how to fill. I imagine they'll do quite well with this pretty easily because they don't have a lot to have to replace. Anyway, that's one of the breaking stories tonight. There's another one that I'm very, very curious about. Yeah, we told you at the top of the show in the last hour that the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals have issued two decisions in the Sixth Circuit case of vaccine mandates, you know, the public versus Joe Biden, basically, in the vaccine mandates. And he's lost another two cases. That makes, I think, four in the last 2 weeks that he has lost in federal court, going the opposite direction of good for him. He's wanting to try to mandate and to lock down people and to say, no, we're going to tell you what to do. You're going to take that vaccine whether you like it or not. And friends, don't misinterpret me. I'm a big fan of the vaccine. I think the vaccine's a miracle. I have had a dose of the vaccine. I also had COVID, so they don't recommend that you have a full vaccination when you've had the disease previously. So we followed our doctor's advice in how we pursued, and that's what we should do. That's what people should be doing. They should be following their doctor's advice. But I don't know if you noticed this. They discovered a quote, new variant this week. Did you catch that? And they this is how they do it now. They skip what they should be calling it. It should be the G variant. Did you see that? XI. Same spelling as the Premier of China. Same spelling as Mr. Xi. But they, Mr. Jinping. But they did something so they didn't have to call this the Xi variant. Because they've already got the China virus problem going on. So the idea that this would be the Xi variant, I think, is just too much. So they came up with something else. Omicron or whatever it's called. So anyway, here's the interesting thing about this. You've heard all about the Omicron variant this last week. How many cases there are, you know, the new one that hit California, the three that were spotted in New York, the cases that are, you know, all over southern Africa, the southern horn of Africa. You're hearing about it popping up here and there, and they're detecting cases left and right. You know what the big corporate media hasn't told you to date? And they've been watching this variant for a few weeks. As of yet, neither the World Health Organization nor any country on planet Earth has reported a single death from the Omicron variant. Now, don't you think that's kind of interesting? When Delta was detected, they had people that died from it. And they said, oh, this is proof. You got to get vaccinated. We got to stop this. And the vaccinations help people get a lesser case of it, etc. Not one death from Omicron in the variant. And I don't know how that resonates with you, but to me, it says pretty significantly that I think we've got this thing down. I don't think we really have to be all that worried about what the new variants are. You've got good therapeutics that are knocking this thing out. You've got good vaccines that are limiting the amount of risk that people have and exposure to it. You've got a lot of people with natural immunity that already had it, that are kind of building herd immunity around the country, because every time someone gets it and recovers from it, whether they were sick or whether they didn't have any symptoms at all, but if they had it and they recovered, then they've got the antibodies. They're perpetuating a herd immunity kind of status for the society at large. You're welcome. I'm doing that for you. Gladly. I'm you know, my antibodies are fighting for your good. But this is so interesting. Because you have this kind of bad news after bad news after bad news for the administration, and then they found a variant. And then they found a variant that is bad. It's very bad. They're talking about how bad it is all over the place. Joe Biden even invoked the word lockdowns this last week. Well, it'll be a cold place in you know where before I think we see that again in the United States. Although there is a state tonight that is arguing, the liberal leaders within that state are arguing that they need to lock down. And I think they're about to get tarred and feathered and marched right out of their town. I don't know anybody that's in favor of another lockdown. I mean, not even Fauci's talking about that, but he's a criminal. So we've got a whole different problem with Dr. Fauci on that level. But I just found it interesting that the London Daily Mail, the New York Times, a number of others are now making the observation that the Omicron variant, despite this new COVID strain being spotted in 38 countries, they've got 38 countries they've spotted it in, yet no one has died from it. No one has died from it. Now, that doesn't mean that somebody's not going to, but it certainly doesn't seem to be the deadly killer that I think some that are in a place of political power would like us to think that it is. I just have a hard time. But, you know, maybe you've got a different thought on it. My email address, I'm always interested in what you have to say, kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. But why hasn't that been talked about? You know, we've spotted this variant a bunch of different places. Hasn't killed anybody. Not one. Not even one person that wasn't vaccinated that's gotten it has died. That's pretty telling. I mean, you're talking about, you know, the world waiting for the next variant to come so that they can just pounce on when it's out and who's not vaccinated and why they need to get vaccinated. That's like the whole routine behind the announcement of these variants. But not one death. That's a pretty good sign. I think the world's starting to handle COVID-19 with a little bit of aplomb, as they say. All right, we've got a very interesting hour for you coming up. We're going to delve next into a bunch of stuff with Janice Dean, who, you know, a year ago had just lost her mother-in-law and father-in-law to COVID. And it was then Governor Andrew Cuomo that made her life really a truly living hell. And she spent the next several months just speaking her mind quietly, not being ostentatious about it, just trying to do the right thing. And where are we a year later in the absence of that loss? And does she have thoughts about the Chris Cuomo firing? We may get into that before we're done as well. We've also got a little bit later on Lisa Anderson from Focus on the Family. Her specialty is the people in the 20 and 30-year-old age groups. But she's got some tips on how to do holidays on a budget this year with inflation being cray-cray and the cost of anything like lumber on forward is four times what it was before. You know that people are needing to find ways to save money this holiday season. How do you do that and still have a meaningful holiday celebration? Lisa Anderson will be with us to discuss. And, of course, before we're done, back in the music spotlight tonight, it is Kacey Musgraves with another Christmas original that she'll be doing with us before we go away. That's all yet to come here in Hour 2. It's Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. We are live from New York and hoping that you'll be with us the rest of this hour. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And, you know, as we have as we started over the holiday weekend, the whole world was riveted on a new variant that's coming out with the COVID-19 crisis. And, of course, the president has tried to address this. Forcing more boosters on people seems to be what his primary concern is. We're still not looking at natural immunity. And, oh, by the way, we haven't really filled out the bill with Delta in the United States because there's still issues that are being seen from that variant. And Omicron, as far as I can tell, is not even really part of the discussion in some areas of the country, not the least of which is New York State, which you may remember, friends, as you're hearing this, that's where Governor then Cuomo made such, you know, big news. He won an Emmy and, you know, had fundraisers for his greatness, wrote a book, got a lot of money. Someone who was very offended by all of that was someone who had some very personal connection to the COVID story early on. She lost both her mother and father-in-law. Due to the mishandling of, COVID crisis in the state of New York, and she rejoins us. She is the top meteorologist for the Fox News Channel. Janice Dean rejoins us. Janice, always good to have you with us. And I know that COVID has been a long journey for you, but, you know, we haven't talked really in depth since Cuomo has been removed from office. What is your assessment of his replacement thus far in terms of how she's handling what was a disastrous response to the pandemic?
I think she's exactly like him, without the sexual harassment. You know, money grab, power grab, it seems like. She wants to have all the power over us. And in doing so, she has said things like, well, I'm God and you're my apostle, so you should do what you're told. She actually said that, I think, a couple weeks into her first, foray into this new role of hers, yeah, where she was lieutenant governor for several years. But she claims that, you know, Cuomo never told her about what when she's kind of left in the dark. I believe her on that. But, you know, she wants to issue state of emergencies on new variants that we, you know, didn't know much about. And now that we're learning a little bit more, it doesn't seem to be as bad as originally anticipated. And I'm not a doctor, but when somebody all of a sudden, not knowing information, decides to put the whole state of New York under a state of emergency, that's a red flag for me.
Well, and I think it should be, Janice, because it was the using of emergency powers and claiming states of emergency that so many governors got away with such bad behavior during the initial phase of the pandemic. And it's almost, I don't know about you, but I kind of get the feeling that the American people are starting to do a little bit of an eye roll every time they, you know, see the president step up and have a serious announcement about the new variant, or see Dr. Fauci prescribe yet one more booster shot, et cetera. I think, you know, we've come so far in this journey. We've all learned a lot more about COVID than we ever dreamed about knowing about any kind of virus, I'm sure, just a couple of years ago. And that's why I think that the general public is starting to kind of just yawn this stuff off. Am I missing something, or do you have the same impression?
I feel like we've all been good soldiers. We've done what they told us to do. In the very beginning, we quarantined. We weren't able to go see our family members. For us, we were never able to go see my husband's parents. We never were able to comfort them and, you know, be there for their last breath.
Yeah,
I prayed to God that there was a nice there was a nice person, a nice attendant with my father-in-law when he took his last breath, and we had no idea he was even ill. You know, we did these things. We were quarantined while we saw peaceful protests going on with thousands of people in the streets because they told us not to go anywhere unless you were peacefully protesting. I think we've had it up to here with these government officials telling us what to do. And, you know, I'm a pretty calm and reasonable person.
Yes, I'm
somebody who forecasts hurricanes. You know, I'll tell people where the danger is, but it's up to you to do with that information to protect yourself and your family. I'm not ramming it down your throat that you need to do a certain thing to protect yourself. No, I give you the information. And I think we've gotten past that. It's that phase of here's what we're dealing with. Here's the information we have, and here's what we think we should do, and you guys make the educated, decision for yourself and your family. I've gone and I've had my shots. I've gone and had the vaccine because I believe it's important for me to do. I had questions about my kids, my younger kids, because it doesn't affect them. I'm trying to make educated decisions on behalf of my family, but what I cannot stand is leaders like Kathy Hochul who have not given us that information and are making the decisions for us.
Yeah, I think that's the real difference, and I'm glad you made that distinction in what we're dealing with here. We're not saying that we don't appreciate the technological advancement of vaccines or the ability to get therapeutics developed or any of those types of things. It's this top-down, squash-down kind of mentality that I think just rubs people the wrong way. And the more you push down, the more they're bothered by it. I mean,
yeah.
It seems that the president is a little bit irritated, and Governor Cuomo always seemed like this, a little bit irritated that people won't just take his word for things. But then there's no transparency. You give us evidence and you show us the fact basis and trail for how you made your decision and what you're suggesting, I don't think people have a problem with it. It's this kind of trust me or you're a bad person kind of reaction that I think a lot of people have problems with. We're speaking with Janice Dean, senior the top meteorologist, the meteorologist in chief at the Fox News Channel. She's the one that they call when the really tough storms are percolating and they don't know what to say. They say, Janice, what do we say? And she tells them what to say. Janice, you've also been following the Trail of Tears, I guess, is how the Cuomo's family Trail of Tears. And I'm laughing. I shouldn't be. But this group of people, I don't honestly understand how special they were. Never really understood it. I know that the father was a pretty good governor. People seemed to be pretty happy when he was in office. But, man, the sons are just a bunch of bowling pins, as far as I can tell. And it seems like when the governor was in office, he went to his buddy, his younger brother, Chris, some people call him Fredo, at CNN, and they asked him to get involved with, running research on some of the accusers. And I'm just curious your reaction to this story as it's developing and now finally coming out. There's been rumors of it for a while, but it seems like they've actually confirmed some of that. What are your thoughts?
I don't think he should be on air. I think they need to conduct an independent investigation into his behavior, and he should be pulled off the air. And we have proof now, black and white, and testimony that he was actively trying to find out information on his brother's accusers. When he told us, he told the American public on television that he wasn't doing that, so he lied. He was basically his brother's counsel. He was acting as his lawyer.
Well, Janice, that's where we have to end it tonight. But thank you for being here. Thank you for all that you've done to fight for the truth. And if you're just joining us, Chris Cuomo terminated tonight at CNN. He will not be back
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A major announcement from CNN that it's parting ways with Chris Cuomo. The cable news network announcing Saturday that Cuomo has been, quote, terminated effective immediately. Cuomo was suspended earlier this week when new information came to light about his involvement in aiding his brother, the former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, against sexual harassment allegations. In a statement, CNN says the decision to cut Cuomo loose comes after they hired a law firm to conduct a review of the new information, and that despite the firing, they will continue to investigate as appropriate. A man is hurt after reportedly jumping out of a plane as it was going to a gate after landing in Phoenix, Arizona. It happened early Saturday morning. They say the man exited through a rear galley door after a flight from Colorado Springs to Phoenix. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys.
All right, very glad to have you with us. Welcome back. It is Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough live from New York. Grateful to have you here, per usual. And as we have worked our way down to the holiday season, this is my favorite time of year because we get to put the finishing touches on just how many of those lives we are working to rescue with Christian Solidarity International in amongst the chattel slavery community in northern Sudan. There are about 35,000, mostly women, that are still caught in chattel slavery. Chattel slavery is almost traditionally like what people think of in terms of American slavery. It's dehumanizing. It's many times life-threatening. It is degrading in every sense of the word. And the women that have been taken into captivity and are serving in that slave market in northern Sudan all do so against their will, all do so at great humiliation to themselves. They have been sexually, ritually, verbally, physically abused in so many different ways. They're not even allowed to keep their birth name if it's a Christian name. They have to mutilate their own genitals in order to become a, quote, good standing Muslim to be in the household of these jihadist slave masters that own them. So you're talking about a pretty discouraging life that they are all in the midst of. And that was the situation for a young girl by the name of Aluth. As I was reading her story this week, and it was really touching to me because, like so many of the stories that I read, a lot of the treatment is very similar. A lot of the girls go through the same thing when they are in this environment, when they are in this lifestyle, and they know that there's really no end to it as long as they are where they are. But this was a young girl, and I don't know if the camera can zoom in on this or not. But let me pull her picture back up. This is in essence who she is, and this is my Instagram feed from earlier today. There's a much better picture of her on your screen now. Note the big smile. But one day when she's a little girl, she kisses her mom goodbye. She asks her mom if she can go to the next village over to visit her sister who had gone off to be married and was living a life. She never saw her sister or her mother again. She hasn't seen her mother or sister since, and that was over 12 years ago. She was kidnapped. She was forced to sexually service her slave master. And he would also regularly give her to other men that would be visiting him or that he would need good favor from. He treated her like a possession. And you would never know it because of the smile on her face now. Look, if you're near a screen, take a look at the big grin, the big dimples, the huge, huge smile that she sees, that she's giving off. You'd never know all of the pain she'd been through because she's so grateful to be free of that life under that jihadist slave master. And now she's home in southern Sudan with people that she knew when she was a child. But as an adult now, she's getting to know them all over again. Her name is Aluth. And I just think that her smile's a miracle. But you know why it was a miracle is because she was liberated on July 7th of this year. This year, most likely by a listener to this show, gave the gift that allowed her liberation, and not just her liberation, but eventually her resettlement, the bag of hope, everything that goes with it that gives them all the tools they need to start their life over. All of that was given as a gift from someone that listens to this show to Christian Solidarity International, who turned around and gave her a brand new life with it. But that happened on July 7th. She was rescued by someone listening to this show. On July 7th, she became a free person, never having to go back into the slave trade again, liberated on July 7th of this year, and most likely by someone who was just like you. Someone who didn't know that much about slavery, someone who heard the challenge and said, I want to do something about it, and then said, okay, what can I do about it, and then stepped into that moment. That's the story of CSI. That's the story of the people of this radio show. We've had 199 people this year give a gift towards liberating the 192 slaves that we had the names of. And thus far, like Aluth, 188 slaves have been freed. We have four that we know that are on the list that can be liberated that we have not spoken for yet. And friends, I don't want to get to the end of this year and down right up to Christmas. I want to get this done before Christmas so that we can communicate to them and say, you're going to be free by Christmas. That's going to be your Christmas gift, a brand new life. Brand new life. Start completely over again. Never to go back into slavery. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. If you want to check out a little bit more about what's going on, you can go to csi-usa.org. You can read up on a lot more testimonials like Aluth's. They have plenty of them there. But please go check it out. 888-342-1010 or csi-usa.org. Four precious souls yet not spoken for. Will you help us right now? 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Go right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Well, we're glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live, live from New York. And, you know, in the second hour, we always open up the Ladies' Lounge. And thanks to Janice Dean for spending some time with us in there tonight. And we're not done yet. We also want to help those women be liberated from Sudan, 888-342-1010, if you have not participated and want to. But I was thinking about this the other week. You know, we've got inflation. We've got problems here at home. How do we do Christmas more economically? It's something that the lovely bride and I have been talking about this year. And obviously, I think it's on everybody's mind. Well, lo and behold, Lisa Anderson over at Focus on the Family and host of the show called Boundless, which is a broadcast targeting the 20 and 30-year-olds, specifically, she said, let me come on and tell you about it. So Lisa is, as I said, with Focus on the Family. She handles the outreach to the 20 and 30-year-olds across the country. And Lisa, we need some help. How do we make our holidays more budget-friendly?
Well, hey, Kevin, it's great to be here. I don't know if I'm an expert on this because I have ideas or because I'm super cheap, but it's probably both.
You know what? I think a good combination probably works a lot of wonders. So let's take it that way. But it is going to be harder for people to do the holidays in terms of how they would probably like to do them this year, because we do have these supply chain issues. The economy is kind of sputtering backwards. We're having problems with people's jobs and the current revenue situation, and it looks like the government's about to open the spending gates and just run us into the ground even more. So this is a very practical time to be thinking about not just the holidays, but everything we do from a budgetary standpoint. What are some tips for how people can do the holidays this year, make them meaningful, but do them within their price range?
So the first thing is we've got to start paring our lists down. So this idea that you're going to give a gift to the one-time hairdresser who cut your hair but you don't really like and you don't want to go back to, cut them off your list. Your creepy uncle, they can go off the list. The neighbor down the street, they don't need a gift, okay? So decide who you're going to give to and be okay with that. And, you know, everyone's going to say, oh, but what if someone gives me a gift and then I don't have anything that's weird? Just be okay and learn how to say thank you. You don't have to give something in return. Be grateful, be gracious, and say thank you. Yeah. Okay, so in light of that, pare down your list. Then start thinking creatively in terms of gift giving. So the first thing is give a group gift. You know, I talk to my audience about this, many of whom are 20-somethings, they're single, they're giving to their siblings who have kids. Give a family game that everyone can enjoy. Or better yet, give an experience. Let's get rid of all the stuff that's cluttering our home. So give a, you know, maybe it's a membership to a local zoo or aquarium or museum. Maybe it's to Focus on the Family's Adventures in Odyssey Club, which is awesome. All parents can get behind that. Or maybe you want to give a skill. I mean, this is the ultimate in money saving. Like if you're someone who's a photographer, you can give a little short photo session to someone. Young adults who are out there, this is where I say you can rock it out with your grandparents. Take them under your wing and give them the gift of, maybe it's a certificate, say that you're going to take all their digital photos and clean them up for them. Or you're going to download their music to a digital device because they don't know how to do it.
Yes.
I know. It's just like, grandparents who are listening better be cheering because we know they don't want to mess with this. They don't want the technology hassles. So this is where your grandkids, the teens in your life can really help you out. So straight up ask for that. Conversely, that younger adult in your life, give them a certificate to maybe a short little cooking lesson of three recipes that are cost effective, healthy, and don't have 32 ingredients, and
wow,
show your young
yes.
adult or your teen, how to, a young professional, how to cook for themselves so they're not just running through fast food all the time. So some creative ideas there that really can get people going.
So pare down the list, think creatively, and do group gifts and creative gifts. What's your next tip for us?
Yeah, I mean, the other thing that I love to do is to give consumables, okay, because this is something that everyone can use. As a single woman, if I get one more random candle from someone, Kevin, I'm probably going to lose it, okay? Not that I don't appreciate candles, but candle, and maybe it's not just single women, it's all women. This is kind of the quintessential, I know you, but not really that well. I don't know what to get you, so here's a candle. No, what I would love is a consumable. Like, you know, coffee is great, tea is great, bake something for a friend and get that to them. You know, and when we're so busy, a lot of people don't even have the skills or the time. That's a great way to give something meaningful and, again, non-cluttery. So it's just a fun way to make it happen. The other idea is maybe you have this, like, group situation. So it could be an extended family gathering. Maybe it's your book club. Maybe it's a small group or a Bible study group or something you're in. Do a book exchange. So, for example, everyone brings a book that was meaningful to them this year, or it could be a classic, something they've always loved. They bring it wrapped, and you exchange it. Everyone goes home with an awesome book, something new to read, something to open their horizons, get excited about. And, you know, we're actually maybe growing a few brain cells as well. So it's just kind of a fun way to put a little flair into something that would be a little more groupy in that sense.
So you're doing something that has value, and you're giving it to someone that's looking for value.
Well, absolutely. And the way that I've done it in the past is everyone even wrote a small note with it as to why that book was so meaningful to them or what they learned from it or something. And then it creates a discussion and you can kind of move with that and you're getting to know people in your circle and it just gives something, you know, something for people to look forward to for the new year. And so it's just kind of like, oh, it's just a fun thing to say, wow, I can do this and this is going to maybe open me to something that I hadn't said before. And so it's just something everyone can do and still be relatively cost-effective.
So let me ask you about this. We've talked a lot about gift-giving and paring down the list. Are there other ways to save costs on the holiday season? Maybe I want to do a party, but I can do it on a less expensive kind of plane. What are some other tips? Just one more for us.
Yeah, well, I'll give just a couple. One, when you're talking about parties, do a party, but it doesn't have to be like a dinner party with all kinds of multiple courses or whatever. Maybe it's just going to be dessert, or maybe you're going to do a little brunch. A brunch is a lot more cost effective than something else. Maybe you're going to do it just for your 10 closest friends, not for the entire neighborhood. So again, think creatively in that way. And this is, you know, people hate me when I say this. Maybe, like, for the larger extended family, you guys can look at doing something after the new year. It doesn't have to be around Christmas.
No, I love the practicality of this, Lisa. It's so important. And the thing is this. Live according to your conscience and to your decisions and your principles. And Lisa's given us a whole bunch of great ideas here. You know, Lisa, one of the things we had to do this year was just say to the kids, if we're going to do the trip that we want to do next year, we're just going to make that our Christmas present as a family. And that's what we're going to give each other. And, you know, when you communicated it, it all got explained. Everything was okay. And I think that we've managed expectations in that regard. So hopefully, you know, that's one more idea that you can put in the hopper.
Thanks for being here. Coming right back. Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight. And I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And ladies and gentlemen, we are excited to offer the sounds of the season once again tonight. Casey Musgraves.
It's all red and gold, and I can call tinsel on the tree. It's all twinkle lights and snowy nights. The kids still believe, and I know that they say have a happy holiday every year. I sincerely try over Christmas. It always makes me cry.
Casey Musgraves and Christmas Almost Always Makes Me Cry. Real peppy tune for your holiday celebration. Kidding. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And don't forget, what I don't want to have happen is the final four slaves that we have the chance to free to hit Christmas night and to have reason to cry because they weren't freed. So let's do this. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. We've got more holiday celebration coming for you the next couple of weeks. We've got music from the Piano Guys. We've got music from Rob Thomas yet to come. And a bit of a surprise for you on Christmas night. So stick around. We've got plenty to get to yet this month. I'm hoping that you'll stay with us. And if you miss any part of the show, go get the podcast. It's always free. SoundCloud, Apple, Audible, Amazon, Spotify, you name it. We are there. And you can get my Monday through Friday show there for free as well.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.